各位听众大家好，很高兴又在空中跟大家见面了，我是赖世雄，现在就请大家打开我们这一套教材第176页。
Hi everybody, I'm Bruce.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to drop you out of the picture.
Well, that's okay.
I should jump
back in.
Okay, 我刚才呢直接呢就把它讲了第176页，我忘了这个 Bruce 在旁边说，我马上讲对不起，我并不是有意冷落你，叫 I didn't mean to drop you out of the picture， 就是我并不是故意要把你从这个图画里头把它赶走，让你在这个图画里头消失，意思就是说呢，我并不是要冷落你，所以整个句法可以这么说 I didn't mean to ignore you、
嗯、
这个 ignore 是这样拼的
I-G-N-O-R-E I-G-N-O-R-E ignore、
嗯、现在我们就一块来看第176页，这里呢是第99课了，这边有个标题叫做别骂脏话了，现在我们就一块请来 Bruce 从头到尾，我们把这个阅读给大家念一下。
Lesson 99, Stop Swearing, Part 1, Reading. Everywhere in the world, you can hear people swearing or using foul language. Even when learning a second language, many people know how to swear,before they can speak the language properly. Indeed, it is a disease. Recently, in New Jersey, the government decided to do something about the problem. It banned swearing. You could face a $500 fine, including a 3-month jail term for swearing. Considering the trivial nature of the crime, the punishment seemed quite harsh to some. Some say the law infringes on their rights, but others say it is a good law because people in New Jersey have really stopped swearing so much.
Well, I doubt it, because my brother lives over there.
And he taught you how to swear.
我刚刚开玩笑说，新泽西州的这些人现在呢，他们通常不说脏话了，因为是这样的关系。我说我怀疑啊，因为呢，我弟弟住在那边啊，我就开玩笑了啊。那么就是真的是不要说脏话，对不对啊？
It's better not to.
现在我们就一块来看第176页 Lesson 99 Stop swearing. 别呢再说脏话了。这个 swear 很有意思，它当及物动词的时候不是说脏话，只有当不及物动词的时候才是说脏话。 Don't swear, 不要说脏话。但是 I swear, I'll never swear.这句话很有意思，大家写起来。
Hey, good one.
I swear, 这个 swear 代表发誓，因为它后头有宾语，它是及物动词，后头是一个 that 引导的从句 ，that 省了掉，做它的宾语，所以以后特别记住 ，swear 后头有 that 引导的从句时，这个 swear 不是说脏话，而是发誓的意思。我发誓，我永远不说脏话了。那么这句话就是这么说的
I swear that I'll never swear.
I'll never swear. 就是我发誓我永远呢不会呢再说脏话了。谈到这个 swear 做发誓啊，我就讲说除了用 swear 以外也可以用一个 V 开头的，哎，这个是这样拼的
V-O-W V-O-W Vow.
I vow I'll never swear. I swear I'll never swear. Yeah, 就是我发誓的意思。好啦，现在我们就一块来看这里的这个阅读。Everywhere in the world, you can hear people swearing or using foul language. 在世界各个地方，你可以呢听到人们说脏话或使用呢不干净的这种字言。在这里 everywhere in the world, 也就等于 in every place across the world, 一样的意思。Everywhere 本身其实就已经是一个副词了，也就等于 all over the world。 其实你不要用那么多字，你可以用 all over the world, around the world, 全世界各地，
嗯，
都可以这么说。You can hear people, 你可以听到人们 swearing, 也就是说脏话啦， or 或者是 using foul language,使用肮脏的字眼。在这里你看这里的 language, 它前面就没有加冠词 a foul language。 记住这个 language 如果加了 a 的时候，它当可数名词的话是代表语言。 He can speak five different languages. English is a universal language, 英语是世界语，哪都可以行得通的。像这个时候呢 language 都是可数名词，但我们说不要使用脏话哦， don't use dirty language, 那是代表言辞啊。这个 language 当言辞的时候，它是一个不可数的名词、
right.
所以我们常听到 watch your language 是什么意思？
That means don't swear, don't use foul languageWatch your language. There are women and children here.
所以这里有妇孺，有呢，这个所谓女人啦，有一些呢小孩在这边，不要呢随便乱用脏话。嗯，那我有点好奇 ，Bruce， 那我好像跟你在一起这段期间，从来没有听过你说脏话耶。
Have we been together that long?
我真的觉得是，哇，你真是不错。You are gentleman-like.
Sometimes.
哇，真的像一位这个所谓的，我是讲真的，你放心好了。There's no catch in my words. 所以你不要那么害怕，我的话里头啊，没有任何的陷阱，不用 catch 这个字啊。
Right. C-A-T-C-H. C-A-T-C-H. There's no catch.I'm serious. I'm telling the truth.
我讲话呢是非常直的，没有陷阱，您放心。所以的确呢 ，Bruce， 哇，他是非常的这种绅士风度的。Everywhere in the world, you can hear people swearing or using foul language. 谈到这个 foul， 哇，好棒的一个用法。它是一个形容词，这个 foul 是什么意思？
Foul means bad. We can use it as we do here with foul language, meaning dirty language, or we often also use it with odors, bad smelling things, or things which are rotten, R-O-T-T-E-N, R-O-T-T-E-N. Ugh, that meat in the refrigerator, it's foul.Throw it out.
已经坏掉了啊，腐烂掉了。我们说冰箱里的那个肉啊，已经腐烂掉了。还有味道很难闻的那种气味叫 odor。odor 是这样拼的。
O-D-O-R. O-D-O-R. A foul odor.
好恶劣的，好臭的这种味道，好怪的。好。这个 foul 其实我们讲天气也可以用啊，用 foul weather。
Oh, right.
这就是
cold and rainy weather is foul weather.
对，也就是不良的天气，气候天气不好。We've had foul weather recently. 最近呢，我们天气都不太好。这句话就这么这样说 ，We've had 就是 we have had， 用现在完成时 ，we've。就是we 加一篇，再加个ve 啊，然后呢再加个 had。We've had foul weather recently. 我们最近天气都不太好，所以这个 foul 很管用的这么一个形容词。接着往下看 ，Even when learning a second language, Many people know how to swear before they can speak the language properly. 哦，我觉得这个句子很有意思啊。
It's true.
这是真的啊。Even when, 甚至当什么呢 ?When they learn, 这个 when 后头有一个主语是 they, 后头的 learning 原来是一个现在时的一个动词。When, even when they learn a second language, 那个 they 就是指的后头相同的主语，也就是 many people。因为 when 引导的这个从句啊，如果它的主语跟主句里面的主语相同时，这个 when 这个从句可以改变为分词短语，也就是将相同的主语去掉，后头的动词呢就变成现在分词。所以 even when they learn， 把 they 去掉 ，learn 就变成 learning。同样的，我们可以这样造一个句子 ：When you do the work。You should be careful. 当你做的事时，你必须要谨慎。我们就可以把 they 去掉 ，do 变成 doing， 而形成you 去掉 ，do 变成 doing， 而形成这样说法。
When doing the work, you should be careful.
再来一遍。
When doing the work, you should be careful.
所以这边也是一样的。Even when they learn a second language.你看这个 language 前面加了 a 就表示语言了而不是言辞。可是当你啊当他们许多人呢、啊、在学第二种语言的时候呢 many people 这些人呢 know 都已经懂得如何那就是骂脏话 how to swear 在什么呢 before they can speak the language properly 在他们能够很 properly 很妥当的也就是说的还不错能够朗朗上口学这种语言可以开始说话之前先懂得先用一些脏话然后再开始学会讲这样的话 properly 这个字什么意思同时造个例子给我们
well here properly means of course in the right way it means normal language NORMALNORMAL, normal or the language which most people use most of the time in most cases. Now, if you do something properly, you do it in the right way or in the accepted way to do things.The way people expect you to do something.
也就是呢用正常的大家都这么做的这种方式叫做 in the right way, in the proper way, in the normal way. Normal 就正常的它是这样拼的。
N-O-R-M-A-L. N-O-R-M-A-L, normal.
我们常常可以这样说呢 you should talk properly,On occasions like this, 这样像这样的场合，你说话的时候要说话很得体。我们就用properly 这样说
，politely，
非常礼貌的，很得体的 ，politely 礼貌的是这样拼的
，polite 加 ly，politely politely，
接着。往下看 ，Indeed, it is a disease. 说实在话，哎，用脏话说脏话的，这还像是个疾病一样的。It is a disease. 其实也可以这么说 ，Indeed, it is like a disease. 就像疾病一样。为什么这样说像疾病一样？它会传染。
Well, yeah. I think it's bad if a person can only express himself.By swearing, I think sometimes if you're very upset and you swear, well, I think that's normal. But if the only way you can speak is by swearing, I feel sorry for you.
And if you swear, then you'll cause other people to swear. So to some extent, it's just like a disease.
Yes, if the father swears, his children will swear.
It is contagious, so
right.
to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Contagious, 就是传染性的，是怎么拼的呢
?C-O-N-T contagious. contagious. Contagious.
好，我们看第二段。Recently, in New Jersey, 这个 Jersey 不要念成 Jersey、in New Jersey, the government decided to do something about the problem. 最近呢，这个新泽西州，那么这个政府呢，就决定呢，要针对这个问题啊呢，开始要做整顿了。Do something about 就是整顿，我们要应当对这个交通问题呀、做一些整顿，我们就可以这么说。
We should do something about the traffic problem.
再来一遍。
We should do something about the traffic problem.
但如果说我对这个问题无能为力 ，I can do nothing about it.Do nothing about 就是对什么无能为力啊？前面与 can 这样并用这个助词 ，I can do nothing about this problem。现在我们就一块来看第177页，下面说了 ，It banned swearing。这个 ban 在这边是禁止，那么这个 it 当然指的是 the、state government of New Jersey。也就是新泽西州这个州政府就做这么一个决定，他禁止的怎么样呢？也就是说脏话，大家不可以这样说。这个 ban 在那边就等于 prohibited， 哦，这个字比较大了一点，但是经常会出现而且常用的一个字 prohibit， 我们把它拼一下
prohibit， prohibit, prohibit.
我们用这个字的时候，习惯上或者用动名词做它的宾语。比如说，他们禁止人们在这儿抽烟。They prohibit smoking here. They ban smoking here. 好，这个用法特别记住。不要说 they prohibit to smoke here. They ban to smoke here. 没有这样的用法。我们接着再往下看。You could face, 啊，注意到下面的念法，那个$500 fine， 那个 dollar 就不能加 s， 因为它放在 fine 这个名词之前，所以它是当一个形容词来用。那个 dollar 如果念出来的时候，不可以用复数的啊，不能加 s。啊 ，You could face a $500 fine。你可能会面临一个呢数目达$500的这么一个罚款 fine， 反正罚款包括什么在内呢 including 还包括 a 3-month jail term， 为期3个月的坐牢的这个刑期。因什么事情而会碰到罚款以及坐牢呢？ For swearing， 因为你用脏话骂人或说脏字就这样子，所以被罚款。这个 fine 这个字啊，这边是一个名词，其实做动词也可以用这样的一个字。比如说我中文这么这样讲了，他因为超速啊，那么开车超速而被罚了$50。
He was fined $50 for speeding.
再来一遍。
He was fined $50 for speeding.
你看它的用法是 he was fined. Fined 当动词用，加个 d 变成过去分词。He was fined 后头放金钱 $50. 因什么关系呢？ For speeding， 因为超速。So don't speed while driving. 开车的时候不要超速。Speed 就是名词，速度那个字过来的。S-P-E-E-D 所以当动词就是指的是超速。好啦，这个 jail term， 这个 jail 那么不错，指的是监狱。 term 呢是代表刑期，一段时间。这个 jail 比较管用，相当于 prison。 prison 是这样拼的
P-R-I-S-O-N P-R-I-S-O-N prison.
用这个字的时候，用 be put, to be put in jail, was to be put in prison. 哦，这个用法非常的管用。这个 jail 也好，或者是 prison 也好，前面不要加冠词，不要说 to be put in the jail, 或是 in the prison。我们说他因为做坏事而被入狱，就是被关监牢。我们这句话是这么说。
Because he did something wrong, he was put in jail.
Because he did something wrong, 或是 because he did something bad, okay, he was put in prison, he was put in jail. 好，接着我们再看。Considering the trivial nature of the crime, the punishment seemed quite harsh to some.Considering, 就是有鉴于或考虑到这一点，什么东西呢？ The trivial nature of the crime. 这个 trivial 就是微不足道的，不重要的。Nature, 这种性质。Of the crime, 就是这个罪啊，不算怎么样，不算什么很重要，并不是什么样的重大嘛，对不对？ It was not a grave crime. 这个字我们说过啊。
Right, yesterday we, or our last lesson, we talked about grave meaning very serious when it's used as an adjective. So a grave problem, a grave crime.
好，所以并不算是很严重的一个罪啊。从这点来看的话，这个 considering 相当于从什么来看，相当于 judging from 的意思。
嗯
哼，哇哦，这个字好， judging 是这样拼的，
J-U-D-G-I-N-G, J-U-D-G-I-N-G, judging,
judging 后头要加 from, 但是 considering 啊，我们在字典里头查的时候，你会惊讶的发现到这个 considering 它是一个介系词，也就是介词，就是从什么什么来看，从这么一个微不足道的这么一个小罪来看的话 the punishment, 那么这个呢惩罚 seemed 似乎是 quite harsh to some, 对一些人来讲，就等于 to some people, 好是相当的严厉的。这个 harsh 也就等于呢非常严厉的 strict, 这个字是这样拼的
strict, strict, strict.
我们用 harsh 这个字啊，尤其也可以讲说爸爸对我很凶，也可以用 harsh 这个字这么说。
My father is very harsh with me.
我们用 be harsh with somebody. 但是如果 be hard 呢，那也是凶啊，很严啊。My father is hard on me. 这个时候介词就要用 on.He's hard on me, he's harsh with me. 这是一个习惯的用法。好了，接着看。Some say, 有些人说 ,the law infringes on their rights. 这个呢法律呢已经侵犯了他们的那种权利。Infringes on, 也就是侵犯的意思。在这儿我们不说了。But others say, 但是也有一些人他跟 some,以及 others, 彼此对称这样使用。但也有些人说这个 say 后的都省这个 that, 这个连词引导的这个从句啊，这个 that 都省得掉了。也有人说什么呢？ It is a good law, 哇，这个法律立得好。Because people in New Jersey, 现在新泽西州的这些人呢 have really stopped swearing so much.现在就不会像以前那样的哇猛说脏话，现在呢已经呢说的少多了。这很有意思。New Jersey, 其实 I feel sorry for people in New Jersey, because they live very close to New York.
Now, just a minute.
刚才呢 ,Bruce 马上想说等一会儿你讲我的那个地方不行啊，我们纽约是最棒的地方啊。好，现在
Time to continue.
Okay.现在我们就继续再来一遍。
Lesson 99, Stop Swearing, Part 1 Reading. Everywhere in the world, you can hear people swearing or using foul language. Even when learning a second language, many people know how to swear before they can speak the language properly. Indeed, it is a disease. Recently, in New Jersey, the government decided to do something about the problem. It banned swearing. You could face a $500 fine, including a 3-month jail term for swearing. Considering the trivial nature of the crime, the punishment seemed quite harsh to some. Some say the law infringes on their rights, but others say it is a good law because people in New Jersey have really stopped swearing so much.
现在就请大家翻到第182页，咱们一块来练。那么 Part 4 Substitution 替换练习，咱们看第一大题。
Number 1. The government decided to do something about the problem.
第二。
David did nothing about the project, which made the boss very angry.
Did nothing about, 对什么？一点都没有采取任何的行动。接着第三。
The teacher warned me to do something about my long hair.
第二大题。
You could face a $500 fine, including a 3-month jail term for swearing.
第二。
Considering his age, he did pretty well in the chess competition.
He did pretty well. Did well 就是表现良好的意思。比如说 ,he did well in a speech contest. 在演讲比赛中他表现优异。这边指的是 chess, competition, 也就是下棋比赛。competition 呢也可以用 contest。contest, 它是这样拼的。
C-O-N-T-E-S-T. C-O-N-T-E-S-T.T-E-S-T, contest.
但考试考得很棒就不能用 in the test, 而要说
on the test.
He did well on the test, on the examination, 因为那是指的在考试卷上所以那个介词要用 on, 而不能用 in 哦。我们接着看第三小题。
The boss talked with me regarding the new sales promotion campaign.
Regarding, 那么虽然是一个分词的样子但一样的也是介词这边的 regarding 相当于 about 一样的意思有关好我们的讲解就到这儿结束谢谢诸位的收听我们下次再会
Bye everybody, see you next time